It's Tuesday, the 20th of March. Hello, everybody. I'm Tom Turbeville, and thank you for logging on today to WTAW.com. And here's your sports. One thing that the NCAA Women's Sub-Regional at Reed Arena proved is that no lead is safe, and thus it played out again last night. But at the buzzer, it was the home team Aggies smiling the last smile as they defeated Arkansas 61-59, and they advanced to their fourth all-time regional Sweet 16. They'll play the second seed Maryland on Sunday at Raleigh, North Carolina. Starters played pretty well, but the bench played even better. Here's Gary Blair.
Our bench, we would not have won this game if it hadn't have been for Carla and Pratcher and Collins. You have to have a good bench, and there's always a new storyline or a new star stepping up, and those three were probably the three most important people in the ballgame.
Arkansas had all the momentum after dissolving a 14-point Aggie lead in the second half. They did it with a 13-2 run that saw A&M go 4 minutes with just one field goal in the critical part of the second half. They ran the clock all the way down to 3.5 minutes. The Aggies led by two then, but it got worse as Arkansas took a 1-point lead with a minute 21 left. The Hogs had a chance to increase that lead to 3, but missed a layup, and then Sydney Carter was fouled and was dead on with both of her final Reed Arena shots to give A&M back the lead by 1 with 23 seconds left.
Coach Schaefer, he always tells everyone that he's gonna you know, win with me or he's gonna get fired with me, and so I take a lot of pride in that statement because I really take pride in playing defense, and I take pride in making people uncomfortable when I'm guarding the ball. So I know that every single play, something's going to, I'm going to be involved. And, I'm going to have the ball, or either I need to make a deny, or, I'm always going to be involved. So every play down the court, I'm making sure that I'm doing my part on the defensive end to ensure that my team can trust me on the defensive end to get a stop like we did the last play.
Yeah, even after Carter made the free throws, Arkansas had time to shoot the winner, but it was a miss, and Aggie senior Tyra White got the rebound and was fouled with 1.2 seconds left. She made the first, then intentionally missed the second as the horn sounded, with Arkansas heaving the ball down the court. Here again is Gary Blair talking about Sydney Carter and her defense.
Did anybody say take Carter out also? She was 0 for 4, but look what Ricketts did against her. Ricketts was 3 for 13. Okay, she did a great job on her. So sometimes you got to leave somebody in because the team is comfortable with what's going on. It's not all about points. It's about when you need somebody. And if I'm going down to the wire, it's going to be White and Carter on that floor almost for sure at the end of a game situation.
Adora Alanu did the scoring for the Aggies. She had 23 points in the game, the only Aggie player in double figures.
We were just reading what they were doing on defense. The coaches did a good job of getting us prepared, setting ball screens and rolling because they switch a lot. So we tried to have the better advantage once we set the screen for the post to have to post up on a guard. And I think Kelsey and everyone else on the team did a good job of finding the mismatches, and we did a good job of executing.
Kelsey Bowen had just 8 points but had 10 rebounds, 5 on each end. And the Aggies are going to Raleigh. They'll play on Sunday. If they win then, they'll play next Tuesday for a chance to go back to the Final Four. Maryland awaited the winner after beating Louisville earlier in the evening, 72-68. The other two Raleigh participants will be determined tonight when Marist meets St. Bonaventure and Notre Dame meets Cal in the women's tournament. The other women's basketball news yesterday was the resignation of Texas coach Gail Gestenkors after 5 mostly unremarkable seasons by Longhorn standards. She was 102-64 at UT and is 2 wins shy of 500 for her career that included 15 years at Duke, where she coached the Blue Devils to 13 NCAA tournaments and 4 Final Fours and 2 championship games. Following the legendary Jody Conrad at Texas, she led them to the NCAA each year, but won only 1 NCAA tournament game in that time, leaving after 1 game each of the last 4 years, including this year. She had an exit press conference yesterday.
No, we were not as successful as any of us anticipated or wanted to be. But if we had won more this year, I think it actually would have been easier to leave. Like, okay, I came, I saw, I conquered, I can move on. That didn't happen. So that's probably the toughest thing, is that there's unfinished business.
After 21 games at their new ballpark, the Aggie baseball team makes its first road trip of the year tonight when they head to Houston to take on the Cougars. The Cougars and the Aggies have met at least once each year since 1964. Freshman right-hander Gandy Stubblefield will get the midweek start for the 16-5 Aggies. First pitch at 6:35. You can hear the game right here on 1620. And Peyton Manning has found a new team. The agent for the four-time MVP quarterback says that it's going to be the Denver Broncos, where he's going to negotiate and probably play next year. And that's a look at sports. Thank you all for logging on today to WTAW.com.